Morning Star by Graham McNeil, performed by Sean Connolly, Richard Reed, and Claire Wyatt.
Where are we going, my lord? Only echoes of the past lie beyond the ash rains.
Do you fear the past, Asek?
No, my Primarch. But I have no wish to relive it. The wolves took everything from us on Prospero. Why should I wish to gaze again on the ashes and bones of our grief?
More than our pain lies there, my son. Our shared history is to be found in the dust and glass of Tizca. I see it all when I close my eye. The subtle light glinting from the pyramid of Fotep. The high clouds over the mountains.
What else do you see, my lord?
I see the sun rising anew, and history repeating her tale unconsciously. The end of that golden age was a precursor to this bloody one. Just as this bloody age will herald the next. And the winding course of time will bring us round to the same spot again. What? Have I amused you in some way?
No, my lord. I am just pleased to see you restored. It has been too long since I heard you speak. The manner of a teacher.
But for you, I might never have spoken again. My mind was broken and adrift. All that I was or ever could be was fading into the great ocean. You brought me back, made me remember myself.
You are my father. What kind of son would I be had I allowed your light to fade? You are Magnus, the Crimson King. Your mind outshines the brightest star.
Once, perhaps. But with your help, we may regain the last, best part of my soul. Then my mind will regain its luster and shine out when it is needed most.
My help? Ask, my lord, my life is yours.
Be careful what you so blithely offer, Asek. What I will ask of you will break your heart.
I don't understand.
You will, and you may hate me for it. Tizca, City of Light. I remember it as it was, before I tore it from Prospero and brought us to this terrible place. It was the jewel of the Imperium, a center of learning and knowledge, of culture and beauty.
I remember it well. But what is to be gained by returning to gaze upon so dark a memory? The griefs of Prospero's destruction are set in stone. It is to the future we must look. And it is the War Master who is shaping it.
I hear an unspoken without us at the end of that sentence. You think I tarry too long in this nameless world?
I do not presume to know your mind, my lord. Since we have not yet set sail for Terra, I trust you have good reason.
I have. But you have made a neophyte mistake.
My lord.
You assume the past is fixed. That it is, as you say, etched in stone. But it is not.
It is a tale we tell ourselves, written with smoke and mist on a windy day. Our memories are the least reliable of narrators. They lie to us all the time. They have to, or else we would go mad. Ah, here we are. The Pyramid of Fotep. 50,000 workers toiled to build this wonder, all bent to their craft with love. It was glorious to see it grow closer to the sun with every passing day.
Amon told me of its construction.
Why do you think I had it built by the people of Prospero? Why did I not simply employ my mind to craft it?
Because there is virtue in the act of doing something by hand.
Indeed. But of all the thousand sons, you are likely the only one who would ever say so.
I wish I had been there to see it rise.
Instead, you were there to see it fall.
Is that why we have returned?
In a manner of speaking. Tell me, Asik, do you remember Morningstar?
Morningstar? No, my lord. What is it? A planet? A weapon?
It is both.
My lord, it is dangerous to be within the ruins of the pyramid. What remains of its upper structure could collapse at any moment.
Your fellowship is Corviday. But are your powers of the Raptora so weak that you could not save us if it did?
Since our tutelaries betrayed us, none of my disciplines have been strong of late. I would not like to risk our fates on the strength of my powers.
We are in no danger. At least not from the structure.
What was that? Wolves? Again?
The wolves are gone. Only their ghosts remain.
Ghosts are not without power.
We have arrived.
Sire, there is nothing here. Only wrack and ruin.
Just wait. And listen.
What is out there, sire? You name them ghosts, but whose ghosts are they?
Mine, Azek. They are my ghosts. As above, so below.
What are you doing, sire?
Unearthing the past. Many years ago, I buried my guilt beneath Prospero. But now, it is time to bring it back into the light.
What is that?
A portion of an ancient starship. A long-forgotten wayfarer from our species' earliest days of galactic exploration. It is also the prison for a terrible power. A psychic entity unlike any I have known.
Where did it come from?
A place I tried to make us all forget.
These ghosts, do they mean us harm?
Oh, most assuredly they do!
To arms, sire!
The small perturbations we miss or ignore. Tiny flaws we regard as inconsequential.
They have far-reaching consequences.
My lord! What are these ghosts? Are they the spirits of Prospero's burning?
No, Azek. These unquiet spirits are the dead of a world I murdered.
My lord!
Azek! Enough, Shaitan! I am here. It is time!
What is that?
Tell him, Magnus. It is Shaitan, the voice of my greatest shame. Tell him of Morningstar.
Morningstar? That name again. What is it?
It was a world our Legion and the Fourth came to in days long gone. In the time when my brothers and I were united in purpose. Sons with a beloved father, and brothers for whom any one of would gladly die.
When was this? During the Crusade?
Yes. You know he always hated that word.
Who?
My father. To him, the word Crusade implied vengeance. A ravaging of worlds, and a pitiless doom to all enemies. That was not our purpose, nor our creed. But never was it more apt than on Morningstar.
So, how is it I have never heard of Morningstar? I am Chief Librarian of the Thousand Suns. I keep the legacy of all our Legion's wars and deeds, and that name is unknown to me.
Because he willed it so.
I do not understand.
Morningstar was dying. Global extinction-level events were tearing it apart. Earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, geomagnetic tsunamis. We saved as many of its inhabitants as we could. But hidden beneath the world, I discovered what was driving the planet to its doom. A gestalt psychic entity of tortured souls that named itself Shaitan.
Tell him the rest.
Too late, I realized the seed of its malice might exist in any of the minds we evacuated from the planet's surface. I knew there was only one way to prevent its escape.
No.
We turned the guns of our warships on the refugee fleets in orbit and destroyed them. And then we unleashed Exterminatus on the world below to burn all traces of Shaitan from its surface.
You killed them all?
I did. But I sought to spare all my sons the awful burden of that terrible necessity. But not a day goes by when I do not regret what we had to do to the people of that world.
You violated the sanctity of our minds. You made us forget.
I did. For what father does not desire to spare his son's pain? I never told you because I knew how you would look upon me forever after, knowing what I had done.
We could have borne that pain, father! Look at what our Legion has endured since that day! You took the choice away from us! You know better than any of us that the path of life is strewn with pain and suffering! To shield us from that was to leave us vulnerable to its slings and arrows in the future! To endure pain, to learn from it, is to grow stronger and wiser! Did you not teach us to learn from our failures? To look upon them as lessons and embrace the darkness so as to loosen its treacherous claws?
I did. And I am sorry, my son. Can you ever forgive me?
But if you destroyed the refugees and burned the planet, who then are these ghosts? Why does Shaitan endure?
Yes, tell him why.
Because I brought the innocent dead of Morningstar with me. I gave them a new dwelling place within my great grimoire, in what I believed would be a new world of wonder for them to dwell. It was a salve to my conscience. A way to believe I could retain my honor. But even in that, I failed.
What do you mean?
Because it is not possible, even for a god, to make a warded arcane space completely protected from corruption. The outside, the darkness, always finds a way in, because nothing can be completely walled off from the rest of reality. So even the ultimate fortress inevitably harbors the snake of its undoing. I wrought paradise, but for those trapped within, it became a nightmare.
Is that guilt I hear?
Yes! Damn you! Is that what you want me to say?
No, Magnus. That is not what I want to hear. For I despise guilt. It is regret and despair over that which cannot be undone. It is like devouring glass or dust of this world and expecting sustenance. It is the knives fathers wield on their sons to kill. The scourge the priest uses on the gullible. It is the catalyst for untold acts of selfishness and stupidity. Truly, there are few more treacherous emotions than guilt.
You are wrong.